The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Last few weeks, we've been travelling the country hearing your concerns ahead of the election tomorrow. We've been finding out what you want the next government, whatever its makeup, what you want them to prioritise, from flooding in Cork to healthcare in Limerick. We've been highlighting regional issues that need to be addressed. So our reporter Josh Crosby brings us his last constituency tour report from Cavan Monaghan, and a warning: this report contains a reference to suicide, which may not be suitable for little ears.
I suppose affordable housing is probably the number one in the country at the moment, but specifically in Cavan, because usually it was kind of especially rental prices and house prices, it was something we thought was far away in Dublin and built up areas. It's now on our doorstep in a rural county and we're feeling it. I'm actually in the market looking for a house, and I'd love to see a crash just so it could be affordable. That's a terrible thing to say, but it just seems to be unaffordable. I'm looking further west to Leitrim, Roscommon now, looking for more affordable housing.
Cost of living gone through the roof, really and truly.
What are you feeling the most on in particular?
Shopping. Jesus, you do your week shopping. It's crazy. Totally crazy.
And what are you having to do? Are you shopping around? Are you leaving items on the shelf?
Of course you are. Of course you are. You're saying, you know, you're going along with your calculator and you're saying, well, look, I can't have that this week. I can't. You know, it is really gone, as I've said, on the doors to them. Thing is, what gets me is the Osterborne smokeless fuel. I agree with it wholeheartedly. I always burn it. But why have it so expensive in comparison to normal fuel? Why can they not bring the cost of smokeless fuel down? If people are travelling over the border with such a massive difference, they're losing out.
And would you go up now and do your shopping even?
No, I wouldn't travel that far to do my shopping.
But people are travelling up for fuel.
Oh, God, yes.
Stretching across two border counties, the constituency of Cavan Monaghan has the same challenges as the rest of the country when it comes to housing, healthcare and inflation. But those living along the border say they've long felt forgotten about when it comes to investment.
When they come knocking on your door looking for your vote, what are the local issues you want them to prioritise?
Well, Cavan General Hospital, the facilities need to be upgraded, and they're promising an endoscopy and a day ward for the last 20 years and there's still no sign of anything happening.
And what is it needing patients to do?
There's no beds for the patients. They need to increase the capacity for patients and need to improve the total. It's not fit for purpose as it is at the moment because of the increase in population.
But even the day services, are some people travelling up and down to Dublin?
To Monaghan, yeah, and Dublin as well, yeah.
You know, locally I'd like to see more funding for the hospital. We've seen countless governments passing through, all promises that, Monaghan Hospital would be saved and all that. And, you know, it started in 1981, they petitioned for it, they got it going. They all promise, but none of them seem to be able to fulfil their promises with the county hospital. Because I've lived in town, I've seen it all. You have pregnant women having to go to Cavan.
And then the people at Cavan are being sent here.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, we're closing hospitals. Some of them are going up the north to get treatments done. It's not been looked at locally, so I'd like to see something for the healthcare in the town.
There are extensions planned for both hospitals, but locals say this was needed years ago. Starting my day out in Cavan, it's clear thousands of voters are employed in the agricultural sector. The constituency possibly has the most diverse range of farming, from mushrooms to poultry, dairy and the rest. The land is being worked, but it doesn't come without its challenges.
So Maurice Brady is my name. I'm chairman of the IFA here in Cavan, and I'm a beef and dry stock farmer from Lara.
And Maurice, how much of a role does the farming and agricultural sector play here in the local economy?
Yeah, farming is huge here in Cavan and Monaghan. It's the biggest indigenous industry. And not alone is there an awful lot of farmers in both counties, there's also a lot of employment. There's a lot of the Lakeland dairies here. You have Liffey Meats, Ballygin and stuff, McCarran's pork and bacon. You have an awful lot of employment coming from agriculture.
And what are some of the challenges facing local farmers then?
Well, the biggest challenge at the moment is the big drop in income. In the last 3 or 4 years, there's been a 40-50% drop in farm income. And that's all based around increased costs. The costs of doing business at the minute are killing us.
Like if you could give an example now compared to maybe, without going diving too much into your books, but if you could give an example now in comparison to last year, the year before.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's feed, fuel and fertiliser. They're the big costs on farms, and they've gone up on average in the last 3 or 4 years by about 70%. Labour costs, machinery repair, all that kind of thing's up about 70% in the last 4 years since COVID. Yeah.
So that eats into any profit margin?
Absolutely. That destroys the profit margin. In fact, what we're getting for our product is quite good at the minute. The milk and beef and lamb, pork is all doing well, but it's the costs that are killing us.
So what's this forcing the next generation, the young farmers, to do? Are they having to leave the county for a second form of income? Or?
Yeah, well, I suppose in future, it looks like at the minute there'll be a lot more part-time farmers. I suppose that's true everywhere else. One third of farmers are over 65 and only 10% are under 35, so that tells its own story.
And just as you're saying there about the increase in the bills, that'll be affecting farmers the length and breadth of the country. But here up in the border counties, I suppose the main challenge is that it creates so much employment.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the farming gives off great employment here as well. And the offspin from farming, I mean, a farmer gets his income, he distributes it around the local area, and the employment that's got from farming here in these areas is massive.
And look, there are fodder schemes and there are different types of grants available out there, but into the winter months now, what does the IFA want the next government to prioritise?
We absolutely need the next government to prioritise on cutting out the red tape and cutting back on the bureaucracy and cutting down our costs. So unless cost-based change for us, we're going to be in big trouble.
Maurice Brady from the IFA pointing out the importance of supporting farmers in the border region. I'm on my way now to Monaghan to meet with the project coordinator of the Chocnadini Family Resource Centre, Paddy Kelly, to hear about the pressures facing those living in the area and a warning that some listeners may find the issues raised distressing.
Joyce, you're very welcome along to Chocnadini Family Resource Centre in Monaghan Town.
Paddy, is it?
Paddy, it is, yeah.
Good to be here.
We're a large family resource centre that offers a wide range of services from community development to family support to counselling to childcare. Yeah. Maybe you take a step down to one of the rooms, we'll
very
show
good.
You a wee bit more.
Yeah, and you can tell me all about the local issues facing the people of Monaghan.
100%, no problem at all. Certainly in the county of Monaghan we have significant levels of poverty. There are particularly 5 hotspots within the county. We operate our own food bank, and what we are seeing there is numbers increasing where families are struggling with that kind of day-to-day living issues. We run sensitive projects like our counselling and our family support and supporting families with children with additional needs.
And you mentioned the food bank there seeing a spike. What area of the service would you say is under the most demand?
Well, we're seeing the spike in a number of areas, right? One, in regards to the food bank, we're seeing new families coming forward and we're seeing significant challenges, and we have quite a large waiting list for our counselling service.
And with the families you're meeting here locally, what would be some localised issues? Issues in Monaghan. Is there something in particular to the region or being a border county?
We have the challenges that are national, right? Like children waiting for assessments. Some of the things that we're seeing is slightly different in Cavan Monaghan, which is something that's quite concerning, is the suicide rates, and particularly for men. And we wonder at times, has it something to do with the border, with the conflict? We're just unsure, but there's a significantly high number of men.
Each case, each person would have completely different reasons, but there might be some historic link there, some intergenerational trauma.
Well, what we're seeing at the minute, we're looking at those kind of trends, we're seeing there's something different happening here than what's happening in other counties. We haven't put our finger on it. The only thing we can say is what's different between us, the two counties of Cavan and Monaghan, versus counties in the Midlands or further down the country.
So voters will be going to the polls tomorrow now. What is your number one message to candidates? What issues do you want to see prioritised if they're looking for a vote?
I think that the issues that we would be looking for any of the candidates to promote if they were successful enough in getting into power would be to look at the gaps within the community sector. So I think that's the ask that we'd be asking for anyone that would be elected tomorrow.
Attention, planning and investment seem to be the takeaways from the Cavan Monaghan constituency. The big change here when voters go to the polls tomorrow is that there'll be no Heather Humphreys on the ballot paper. So how will that affect the 5 seats up for grabs, and what'll be on the minds of those casting their votes?
Housing for the younger generation, I'm one of the lucky ones, but I've kids looking for houses and that's obviously high on the agenda.
And would they like to stay locally here around Cavan area?
Oh yeah, that's what people want to do. And in rural areas as well. Red tape are kind of in the rural areas, kind of they don't want you building out the country at all. It get you to a town or...
So you'd have no time for this kind of restriction that they're talking about in one-off housing in rural
areas? No, it's not. People, if you want to build community and life and that, it's in small communities and get the country going again.
It's just too much been given away, and the taxpayers I feel been done all the time. You know, you get fed up with that.
So you'd be changing your vote from who you would have traditionally?
Yeah, definitely, 100%. Haven't just decided yet where I'm going, but I'm not going where I normally do.
Who's going to replace Heather? Where's the money going to come from? The last government, Heather was a minister, and it left a lot of investment came into Monaghan and Cavan that we were neglected for years, but it was good to see it coming. So hopefully that's going to be, and that'll be the worry that the investments for, you know, for disability services, for...
So there's a fear there of losing a high-profile minister.
And who's going to replace that? Which party's going to replace that? You know, they all say they will, but I think Heather was a once-in-a-lifetime politician for this area, so that'll be the big worry.
Childcare.
In Monaghan in particular, it's difficult
to get
a place.
I'm in Cavan, Cavan-Monaghan, yeah, impossible. You know, I know somebody who's 20 weeks pregnant and can't get her future baby into childcare, and the people who work there don't get paid enough. So they can't get staff. And they're talking about giving the parents money. It's not about giving parents money. It's about being able to actually have the services.
Emigration. Tighten up emigration. Needs to be badly tightened up. Doctors, everything. Housing, everything.
And is it difficult to get a doctor's appointment here, Manon?
Can be, yes. Can be, yeah. There's waiting, huge waiting lists.
Oh, there's a lot of issues to be prioritised. One that I have concern about is religion in primary schools. I'd like to know people's stance on that. And I'd like to know more about who's going to maybe do something about that in the future.
So you'll be doing your homework and your research tonight?
Yeah, absolutely.
Before you go cast your vote?
Yeah.
Voters in Cavan and Monaghan sharing their concerns ahead of tomorrow's vote.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.